You share the couch. You share the remote. And if you've got a family plan with those other guys, you're probably sharing your data. But at T-Mobile, you don't have to. Now your family can get four lines with up to 10 gigs of 4G LTE data per line. You heard right. Four lines, 10 gigs per line. Stream, post, and download on the network that has doubled LTE coverage over the last year and added extended range LTE with a signal that goes twice as far and is four times better in buildings. Plus, right now, T-Mobile will even pay your family switching fees up to $650 or more per line when you trade in your smartphones. It's the best value for families. So get 10 gigs for all today, only from T-Mobile.
Switching costs paid with trading credit and Visa prepaid card. Device purchase and qualifying service required. Card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Card expires. Coverage not available in some areas. See T-Mobile store for details.
Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right. Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and of course we are here on Workshop Wednesday. And, you know, we're here every Wednesday from 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time, coming to you live from the Tough Talk Radio Network studios in Houston, Texas. Very excited about today's show, as I am every week. You know, people that follow my show know that whenever I get to do a show, I get excited because this is something that I'm very passionate about. I love sharing what other people are doing, to share with my audience what they can learn, what they can find that they can overcome, what they can relate to, and basically what's possible in your world. And we all know that everything is possible as long as you take a step in the direction that you want to go. Tricky part about taking the first step is you got to drag the other foot with you, and it becomes a walk. And when you're taking that walk, it turns into a journey. It's never easy, but very rewarding along the way. So, you know, a little bit about Tough Talk Network. One of the things, you know, we do have a radio network, and we also have a business network. And in the business network, we have business networking chapters, some here in the city of Houston and some outside the city of Houston. And yesterday we had an event, and we did a little bit of an icebreaker game, I guess you could call it. I don't know how many people out there go to networking events, but if you're a business owner and you're trying to grow your business, we all know that the power of it is through relationship building. And it's hard to build relationships if you're not around other business owners. So networking is a great way to do that. So yesterday we played a game called Network Bingo. Now everybody knows what bingo is, right? I mean, when you get the five numbers in a row or an angle or, you know, four corners or maybe coverall. This was a coverall. You had to cover the whole thing. And what was on the bingo card was questions that you had to go around the room and ask certain people or different people if they had ever climbed a mountain, if they ever were water skiing, were they born in the state of Texas? Just questions that you need to be asking anyway, but no one seems to because they're always busy pushing their business cards out. Now, for those of you who know me, I'm very passionate about networking. I think it's a way of life. I do it at church. I do it in the community. I do it in business. I do it in my family. I mean, if you have children, you're always networking, right? You're trying to build that relationship so you can get them to do the right thing from time to time. And, you know, just short of bribery, when we're raising our children, we do all these different things. But we don't do it in our business. We don't do it with our neighbors. We don't seem to want to go out and help others first. We always seem to put ourselves in place first. And it's a tough journey that way. So anyway, in the networking group that we had yesterday, playing network bingo was a lot of fun. I really like sitting back and watching the people go around the room and communicate with each other because, like I said, that's not always something that they're doing. At the end of it all, we went back. And, of course, we had two winners, first place and the second place. But at the end of it, we were, you know, going over why people didn't get it all filled out. Did they spend too much time with one person asking too many questions? Did they not move around the room quick enough and ask certain questions to certain people? Did they not know the people in the room well enough? After all, they do visit twice a month in the same room for over a year. There could have been all different types of reasons. Did they get caught up in a conversation that had nothing to do with the game? Because sometimes we do get off track, right? So it's important to know these different things when you're out networking, when you're out doing your business, when you're at home officing from Starbucks or your home, okay? It's very important to understand the fact that you have to be disciplined in what you're doing, stay on track. I like to call it building those guardrails on that highway, something I learned from an Andy Stanley video. It's real important to allow yourself to know that you're getting close to the edge of the road and getting ready to run into a field to get distracted from what you do normally. Because in today's world, it's noisy, distractive, and very entertaining. So it's easy to get off course, right? What do you have in place to keep you on course? Do you have anything in place to keep you on course? Do you network? If no, why not? And if yes, what are you getting out of it? You can always call into the show at 347-989-1363 and let us know your side of the story. Join into the conversation. Meet our guest. I always have questions and I always have challenges. And one of the things that you know about me from listening to the show is I'm going to give you a challenge every week. And this week I'd like to challenge you to something. I'd like you to challenge yourself to stopping at the first mirror you pass, looking into it, and evaluating what you're doing to build relationships in your world. Not in your business, not in your personal life, in your world. That encompasses everything. Okay? So when you pull up next to somebody who's been driving very slow in front of you, do you give them that look of death? Do you ignore them? Are you willing to understand that they might have something going on? Do you even care? What kind of relationship are you building with yourself? Are you willing to take time out to figure it out? If you're not, you know, you can work on yourself all you want. You can work on your business all you want. But if you don't figure out yourself first, your business isn't going to change. Either you. You're just going to be getting a lot more agitated with things. So if you're not a networker, check out your local area for networking groups. You can go to meetup.com and find out what's going on with that. Look on your social media page. Go to LinkedIn. There's all kinds of ways to find out. Ask your neighbor. Look in your newspaper. Ask another business owner. What are they doing? There's chambers. There's rotaries. There's always a way to meet other people in your community. There's always ways that you can take advantage of that. Now, whether you do it or not, that's a different story altogether. It's your choice. Maybe you have a brick-and-mortar business. Maybe you don't have time to go to lunch with other business owners. But what time is your business open? Maybe you need to go to a 7 o'clock morning group. Maybe you need to stop on your way home to an after-hours event. Your choice. If you've done it already and you don't like it, that's good. If you haven't done it already and you don't know if you like it, maybe you need to check it out. If your business is that busy that you don't need any more business, well, God bless you. But if you're like me, I'm always trying to figure out how I can help others in the community grow their business. What I can learn, how I can be a resource to others. The only way you can do that is getting in the community and being part of it. So if you're in a networking group and you've never played network bingo, try it out. Bring it up to the leader. Google it. That's what I did. Anyway, my name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find me on Facebook under Tony Gambone. You can find me under Tough Talk Radio on Facebook. Twitter, you can find me on Tony Gambone. You can find me TTR Network. You type my name into Google, you'll find me, and I'd love to meet you. So let's join up. Let me know how I can help you. Become a guest on the show by going to workshop-wednesdayswithanes.com. Go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the lineup of shows that we have. We're always looking to help support and promote what others are doing in our country and outside the country as well. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back to my first guest. I'm really excited about it. She's an international experienced speaker, trainer. Dr. Fletcher's mission is to share the message of the OWL. And I love acronyms. Optimal Wisdom Learning. Through her book, and she has another book coming out. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on here. You learn how to make some wise decisions. I know that's hard for us to comprehend because we seem to make a lot of bad decisions. Call mistakes. I like to call them learning steps. But all these things are going to come into play today. So make sure to fill up your coffee, get a bottle of water, piece of paper, and a pencil. Get comfortable. We've got a great show lined up. You're going to need to take some notes. We'll be right back after this break.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. If you're just tuning in, you can find us every Wednesday from 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time here in the Tough Talk Radio Network community in Houston, Texas. Now, my first guest today is a lady by the name of Dr. Janice Fletcher. She, as I mentioned, she's an international experience speaker trainer. Her mission is to share the message of the OWL, which stands for Optimal Wisdom Learning, for her book, Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, turning ahas into OWL moments. She adapts the message of the OWL to the intricate other popular topics, including brain-based learning, wise decision-making, the six traits for writing, response to intervention, differential instructions, leadership qualities, and results. This is what part I like the most right here. Data-driven decisions and continuous improvement. I want to stop right there and let her tell us the rest about herself, but I'm real excited to welcome Dr. Janice Fletcher to the show. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you very much, Tony, for having me on your show today. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. I mentioned before the show, we're going to get to this here in a second, about the acronym of the OWL. I love that. Okay, I love the fact that learning is included in there because it's something we all need to do daily. But before we get to that, let's learn a little bit about you. Where are you calling in from? Where are you from originally?
I'm calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina, and was raised for the first 11 years in my life in Milwaukee, then Toledo, then Atlanta, then Grand Cayman, then Atlanta, then Charlotte.
Wow. So either you had a lot of miles on the airlines stored up or in the military. What made you travel around so much?
Well, when I finished college, I left Toledo and went to Atlanta and spent most of my life and career in Atlanta. That's being a principal and teaching and administrative roles there. And then went with my husband to Grand Cayman for 5 years. And that was a wonderful experience to work outside of the United States and work as a consultant. And then came back and took on some superintendent assistant roles and so on in nonprofit organizations. And he moved us to Charlotte and I became a principal coach. And then from that, went to another nonprofit, and then here I am as a consultant and now author. And so I think this is the finale of what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life, and that is, you know, evolved my experience into this point of taking my message into the books and then out to people through you and through speaking and keynotes and trainings and so on.
Well, that's awesome. It's obvious that you are totally a teacher and a trainer. And I like the fact that you were a principal coach. I didn't even know they had that. So
yes, I wish I would have had one when I was a principal, actually. They didn't have them when I was a principal. They had a mentor, but they didn't have an actual coach. And I was hired in the Charlotte schools as an actual principal coach. And I went into, and it was for the first few years of being a principal and helped the principals deal with being a principal, whatever the issue was that they were needing support in. You know, it's a tough job.
Well, and you know, it's something that people recognize as an important position, but you would I guess a lot of people automatically assume that once they get there, it's just downhill, you know, it's just as easy as could be. We all know that you go to college, you get a degree or a master's degree or whatever it is, and you come out and there's the reality of things. So I would think that having a mentor or a coach in any kind of position today is very important. How were the principals receiving that opportunity?
Oh, very well. You know, because it is a tough job, it's always nice to have somebody who's been there, done that, and somebody who you can trust and talk to and so on. And then that sort of brings me to the messages of my books, The Optimal Wisdom Learning and Teach with Spirit, which is the next book, because rather than, in addition to having outside mentors and coaches, we have so much within ourselves as a reservoir to pull upon to help ourselves. And that's really the transition that I went through from being the outside support to teaching people how to listen within, get in touch with their inner teacher, get in touch with their inner knowing and their inner wisdom, and then lead and act through that. And when you're acting from listening to your wisdom from your inner teacher and having many beautiful aha moments, which are actually the optimal wisdom learning moment, that moment of aha, which is when we learn and when we get insight, when we get the truth that we need to act on, then that allows us to flow through our job, whether it's a tough job as a principal or a radio interviewer or whatever it is that we're doing. And so that's my true mission now, is to allow people to reach within themselves and have more strength and faculties from themselves to deal with teaching. And I'm an educator, so I mean, it applies to everybody everywhere, but I go through the teaching aspect or the education aspect since that's my experience. That's who I've been, and but it does apply to anyone.
And so do you find, I mean, you know, I was talking about networking, a group that we had yesterday, and getting people to meet other people. And I think going through the meeting other people and learning more about other people, learning more about yourself, those aha moments give you the momentum to keep going through the tougher times, which seem to occur more often than not. Do you find that that's a help?
Absolutely. It's an interesting aspect of wisdom when it comes in, because, you know, we usually work on our left brain, and that's our logical sequential mind, and our right brain is where the wisdom or the intuition comes in. So in your scenario of networking, when we're dealing with others, you may be in your networking situation, and there may be some people that you just really are turned off by, you don't even want to be around, and then there's some that you're completely drawn to, and there's a gravitational connection or whatever. And that, to me, what I'm asking people to do is to listen within themselves, listen to their own intuition. That's what I train them on doing. Or I don't train them, I just allow them to listen to themselves and practice it. And then from there, your networking and everything becomes so much more profound, because you are dealing from the right side of your brain and truth, rather than the left side of which you're trying to figure out what this person's all about and would they be good for me and should I network with them. Whereas your right side of your brain will know immediately, you know, should I meet with this person? Should I not? Are they good for me? Are they not? Is this food good for me? Is that good for me? Whatever it is. So moving people into the right side of the brain to live from there and act and speak from there, which allows a greater flow of your life, and also what the decisions that you're making, the wise decisions, as you mentioned, are coming from truth. So that makes everything easier, whether you're a principal or networking or whatever. It's just a life skill. You know, it's a way of being, actually, is what I'm doing, which we all have, because we've all had aha moments. You know, so it's, we just, they come and they go, and we don't really appreciate what they are. And what I'm here to do is to have you recognize that, appreciate that, build on it, and make it stronger and stronger and stronger, so you, in fact, are touching your inner spirit or your inner knowing or whatever, however you want to define it, you know, whether it's just biological, you know, your right brain, however you want to define it, you're getting in touch with that so that then you can use that reservoir from which to then go forth with whatever you're going forth with, whether it's to help somebody else in a network or be a principal or whatever.
So how, when, what part of your life did it come to you that this was something that was really something you became passionate about? When, I mean, you just didn't wake up, you know, 3 years ago and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm doing today. What took place in your life? What experience happened that allowed you to recognize your expertise in this area?
Well, I'll tell you the story of what just happened this week. Second book, which is Teach with Spirit, The Teacher's Inward Journey Guide, is in the hands of the copy editor, and she asked me to add more stories about myself into each chapter. And so as I was writing that, I came upon a story where I was talking about my calling, which is sort of the question that you just asked, you know, how did you know what you need to do and so on. And early on in my life, I wanted to serve somehow or another, and education was my answer. And so then I became an educator, and I did all of that. And, you know, I'm also a yoga teacher, and I'm a writer and all these things. But as I was writing this story, I realized that although I do all those things as my calling, that my true calling is that I inspire. And I just realized that last week, and I'm 61 years old. And I've been serving my calling, you know, basically my whole life. But I just figured it out that as I was an educator, as I am a yoga teacher, as I am a writer, as I am a speaker, as I am all those things that you can name, what I truly am is an inspiration. Or people always tell me that that's what I really do, is that I inspire. So that is my true calling. So with that, then you must act on your calling because your purpose. So that's what I'm doing. Here I am speaking it to them, whoever's listening, and bringing these books out so that people can learn more about it and hopefully be inspired.
I like the fact that you've taken time out to recognize. It seems as though you're very good at listening, and it's a hard skill to have, and it's something I always try to practice. But it seems as though you've mastered the listening part well enough where you're listening to what you're supposed to do as well as what other people need. Is that something that came natural, or is it something you have to work on as well?
Well, in the six-step process of having an aha moment, you know, you begin with a question or a desire, and then you give up, and you have a surrendering point where you say, I don't know, I'm going to try it out some other time. And then the next one, which actually stills your mind, because you can't listen if your mind is talking. You know, like if somebody's talking to you and you're trying to figure out what you're going to say back to them, you're not really listening. So you have to have the still mind, which is the meditative mind or whatever. As Einstein said, the left brain is the right brain is a sacred gift and the left brain is a faithful servant. So the point is, we've all had aha moments. We've all had those moments where we say to ourselves, you know, I knew that. I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew I shouldn't have said that. I knew I shouldn't have gone. And that's because we had the knowing in our right brain, but we didn't listen, right? So we didn't listen, and then we didn't act on it. Or maybe we heard it and ignored it. But so my point is that we have to learn when those moments come in and listen to them and appreciate that they are sacred gifts, that they are, wisdom or truth, and that you're going to make the right decision, the right action, if you move from that point of view, from that side of your brain. So listening is a discipline. And that is, you know, and you have, what I ask people to do is figure out when they're in alpha state. And an alpha state is a semi-dreamy state. Some people do it in the shower. Some people are half asleep when they're dreaming. And, you know, some people are rowing their boat or walking their dog or whatever. Whenever it is for you, you know, and that's sort of when you get in your zen or your zone or whatever you want to call it. And that's when the left brain is not engaged. And the right brain, you can hear it. You can listen. And that's when you say, that's the answer. Then now I know what I need to do. Okay, so when those things happen, what I'm here for is to say, that's what you focus on. Now let's do that again and repeat it and practice to that and then acting on it.
I love it. Okay, so you have another book coming out.
Yes.
And how long ago did the first book come out?
2012.
Okay. And so, of course, we all know that as soon as someone writes a book, the next question is, okay, so when's the next book coming out? And you're coming out with a new book. So my question is, is this book a continuation of what you've already written? Is it a different piece of the puzzle, or is it part of a series?
The first book is the foundation. you know, it's Optimal Wisdom Learning. It's entitled Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Aha Moments into Owl Moments, or just Wisdom from the Inner Teacher. This next book is Teach with Spirit. So it's specifically directed to teachers, and it is a guide to allow them to move through and reflect and read quotes and passages and challenges, and then decide for themselves what they feel spirit is, and it goes through the wisdom steps again of the aha moment, and then allowing them to make their own definition and embrace whatever they are defining spirit to be. So when they stand in the classroom, or, you know, as I say, it applies to everybody. So as you're interviewing people, that you are actually, for whatever it is in your life, filled with whatever you define spirit to be. It's those sweet spots, those love spots, you know, when you make a connection and you can feel it. That is the aha moment. That's the owl moment. And when you recognize that it is happening, you've shifted from an aha moment, which just comes and goes, to an optimal wisdom learning, because that means you are optimizing the learning within yourself and you're listening to wisdom. So, yes, the books are the same message, but this one is specifically designed for teachers, although it applies to everyone. And if you're asking if there's going to be a third book, that's interesting, because you really sort of asked that, is it a series? And people in the last week, three people, four people now have said that, and I have no intention of a third book, but who knows? I'm open to it. We'll see.
Well, I have found I've written two books, coming out with a third book. Two of them are anthologies, compilation books. And every time one gets pushed out, the next question is, when are you going to do another book? And I always say, well, not for a while. And then I find myself doing another book. So I just never know. But so anyway, I think it's very interesting what you're doing. If there's one thing that you could tell people out there that's important for them to pay attention to in the year 2015, what would that be?
Listen within, to spend more time listening to what their body is telling them, even when they eat things or say things or people around them. Become more aware of themselves. As Socrates says, know thyself. The more we know ourselves and the more we listen to our spirit within, our inner knowing within, our body, our physical body, we listen to it, and the more we react to it positively and we answer it, then the easier the flow can be in terms of getting in touch with your inner knowing, your inner spirit and teacher, and connecting to the wisdom within.
Awesome. I like that. And, you know, I talked about networking in the beginning of the show, and one of the things that we tell people is when they're working a room, to let the other person talk. Because what's going to happen is once they get everything out, when you do start talking, you know, responding, they're listening. Otherwise, they're just waiting for their turn to talk. So it's great information, great stuff there. Do you go out and speak? Do you have coaching programs? Tell us about that.
Yes, I've done it all. You know, I speak, I train, I coach, I do workshops, I speak at conferences. And I also do custom design things. You know, my message, that's why I found out that I'm an inspirer, because my message comes through no matter what topic. If you do want me to talk about data decision making, no problem. But in there will be the message of the owl somehow, because I can't not talk about it. It always comes through, because it applies to everything, everybody, everywhere. So it can be a custom design workshop on any topic, or it can be educational, or it can be just on my books, or any of the topics that are on my website at janisvulture.com. And, you know, I custom design and do whatever. And most anxious and ready to share what is my calling. And that is to bring inspiration to those and help them, support them in finding their own inner teacher and listening within.
So I just want to mention your website is janisvulture.com.
Yes.
And Optimal Wisdom Learning. The acronym of the OWL stands for. Do you do any types of webinars or things that people can tune into you online to get part of your process?
Yes, there are webinars that are on my website, and I have a bit of a YouTube link there that they can see me in person and see me in action. And I have done a number of webinars through A+ Educators. and so on. So, yes, I'm available for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Book and Twitter and all those things. I actually don't tweet. I have a Twitter account, but I haven't begun the tweeting process yet. I have the owl, but I'm not into flying on the tweets yet. So we'll see.
Well, hey, you know, one step at a time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we appreciate your time today. I am very thankful that you have taken the time out to be with us. I hope that you will come back when your next book comes out and help let us help you market that. I just want to ask you one more thing. If there was one thing that you wanted to make sure to tell everyone today, this is your turn to say. What would it be?
That there is wisdom to be heard, and they are in touch with that wisdom without focusing on it, and to pay more attention to the fact that they do have the answers within them. And so there, and it's an innate process of how to learn how to listen to the right brain and how to become more intuitive and thus make everything in your life flow much easier. So be confident within yourself and know that you know.
Yeah, I like that. Know that you know. Be confident in yourself and become a better listener. That's what I've gotten from our interview here today. I hope others will take those 3 steps because it will improve your day. I know it will because it's very, very easy to understand, very complicated to keep on doing. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you to have you work with them, how would they do that?
Well, they can do one of 2 things. They can go onto Amazon and look at Wisdom from the Inner Teacher. They can go on Google and Google Janice Fletcher. They can go to my website, janicefletcher.com. And they can then learn more. Everything on my website has more than you ever want to know about me. So that's probably the easiest way. And there's a way to email me there if you wish.
Awesome. We appreciate your time today. And I know that I want to be seeing a lot more of you in the bigger light. So I look forward to following along.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate the opportunity again.
My pleasure.
Have a good day.
You too. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my next guest. It's another doctor, actually. And so we're going to be right back. And this doctor is a physician and the founder of the American Stat Care Clinics. She's a wife, a mother, a philanthropist, and an educator. So refill the coffee cup. We're going to be right back with some more great stuff to listen to. So we'll be right back.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right. Welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. If you're just tuning in, you missed the first part of the show. Dr. Janice Fletcher, who, you can find out more about her by going to janicefletcher.com. She has a great acronym. I love the acronym OWL, Optimal Wisdom Learning. So, and one of the takeaways was to listen, okay? Listen. That's a new one for you, right? We live in a very loud, noisy space. So listening is when you use it to your, when you do that process, you're really improving yourself. My second guest is a young lady by the name of Dr. I'm going to try to get this right, Eneke Yembe. She's a physician and the founder of American Stat Care Clinic. She's a wife, a mother, philanthropist, an educator who has mastered the art of finding your passion, productivity, and preserving through life's obstacles, or persevering, I'm sorry. So that, to me, is a struggle, the persevering part and the life's obstacles. I find that the more we recognize that, the more blessed we find that we are, but the hard part is stopping long enough to recognize it. So without wasting any more time, I want to welcome Dr. Yembe to the show. How bad
Thank
did
you,
I say
Tony.
Your name?
Thank
wrong?
You.
How bad did I mess up your name?
Oh, you did a good job. It's Dr. Eneke Yembe. You did great. Thank you.
So where is that name from?
Well, I am originally from Cameroon, which is a small country in West Africa.
Okay. So one of the things I'm reading here in your bio is you're a successful entrepreneur and opened your first clinic from your sick bed in 2006. Can we talk about that?
Yes, indeed. I was one of those children who was born to be a physician. And I always tell people when I was a child, you ask me what I wanted to be when I grow up, I tell you I want to be a physician. So I was quite intelligent in school. I got awarded a government scholarship for biochemistry of all things. I was not very happy about it. But according to my parents at that time, I had to accept that scholarship. I went on and had a bachelor's in biochemistry, and I was awarded another scholarship to do a master's in biochemistry, which I declined. And I chose to pursue my passion in medicine. I was only 19 at the time. I left my country, went on to Liberia. The war broke out. So after 3 months of medical school, I ended up back in my country. And from there, I went to Italy, completed medical school. It was very, very tough. I worked at night and I went to school during the day. So you can imagine, Tony. And after that, I said, well, where else could you do a specialty? Where's the best place? That was the United States. So I came over here. I loved every single bit of it. Graduated in 2005, started working in the emergency room. But during this time, I had a medical condition. I had been alerted to that, to pay attention. So this is the first lesson to everybody who's listening. You cannot pursue your passion fully if you ignore your body. You've got to take care of your body. And that's what happened to me. I was pursuing my passion, working in the emergency room, very excited about that. And all of a sudden, I became an emergency room patient. I had to have emergency surgery right away because of that condition, and actually ended up with two surgeries. And because it was just so far advanced, I ended up being disabled. And so I was here just laying on my bed thinking, after going through so much to become a practicing physician, here I am just barely less than a year after licensure, I'm now disabled in the bed, and I did not know when I was going to get out of this bed. I had two small children, and that was really one of my biggest driving force. The first one was my passion, and the second one was the children. I started to think, what will become of my children? And after so many years of wanting to be a physician, I could not just lay here and not do anything. So I came up with a plan, a very detailed plan, after so much research. And believe you me, I had all the time. All I was doing was lying in the bed. So I did the research, came up with a plan. And by that time, you can imagine, Tony, I had no finances. My credit score was 450. I had no job, but I had such a great plan that I believed in. And I went knocking on some doors looking for finances. And I knocked hard, and I knocked a lot of doors. spent a lot of time and applied for a loan to so many banks, over 100, because at a certain point I had nothing else to lose. And that's another lesson. You've got to really be tenacious. Do not accept no for an answer when you've got such a big dream. And, you know, finally, somebody gave me a loan and things changed for me. From my bed, I was able to create this entity or to start an entity and hired all the licensed providers to run the clinic. And that's really how I opened my first clinic. I was still in my sick bed, Tony, but I was able to do it. And it's really, I try to, you know, my biggest passion right now is to encourage people and to help people to achieve their highest level of success, regardless of what you've been through and regardless of where you come from. Because if you look at my story, I think I'm successful, not because I have millions in the bank. I don't. My definition of success is really finding your God-given passion, pursuing that, helping somebody along the way and able to fulfill your God-given passion. Whatever your passion is, so long as you can help somebody else. So I had several employees that I helped and also was able to open this clinic that did very well. Ended up opening 3 of them, as a matter of fact. And so that's just it in a nutshell. After going through that struggle, and I also met, you know, I came out of the sick bed after 4.5 months and started working again. And through that time, within the next 7 or 8 years, I was able to come in contact with just thousands and thousands of patients. I became a John Maxwell speaker, certified speaker in the meantime, because, again, my passion is really to help people. And through that process, I decided to write a book called Grow to Success. It's become a number one bestseller. It has a simple system in there on how to find your passion, how to stay productive, and how to persevere. How really to overcome life's obstacles. Every single passion that you have, when you go to pursue it, encountering obstacles and failures and disappointments, that's just part of the process. So we have to learn how to deal with that, Tony. I heard you talk about that, but I have several strategies I can teach you that would help you persevere with time.
Well, you know, I used to pray for patience. And then I didn't like the results I was getting with that because I was being tested way too much. So now I pray for perseverance. And I really do believe that God does put us in positions and places and allows things to take place so that we can see the strength that we were blessed with, that we were gifted with, so we know our talents so that we can then go out and help others. So I love your story. I love
Thank
the
you.
Fact that one of the things that I think I can relate to with you is I always say I was strong-minded. My wife says I'm stubborn. But after battling with Crohn's for 40 years, I don't feel as though I even have Crohn's anymore. It's a decision I made a while back. I think God took it from me. And I know that with my stubbornness, I refuse to believe that it would beat me. So, and I think that that's part of the battle. And what you said about gaining traction by not surrendering the mission is what allowed you to be successful. And success has nothing to do with a dollar sign. Now, it does help to pay the bills on time.
Yes,
there's
it does.
There's a bigger purpose to success than the dollar. And money can't replace the feeling that you get when you're able to do what you're passionate about doing and the rewards that you receive from it. So tell me, what are some of the rewards that you have seen in your life since you have taken on this year journey?
I think one of the biggest results that God blessed me with is just the ability to help other people. You read in my bio that I am a philanthropist. I'm currently the president of an alumni organization, and all we do is help support the girl child in Africa. I was able to, through this process, create or open up a clinic in my village back home in Africa. And we're talking about people who don't have Tylenol, who do not have aspirin, and they don't have anything. We're able to create for them that facility so they can thrive, or at least they can have some form of no-cost healthcare because they cannot afford any healthcare in the first place. And we have 100 children that will be going to school because I have been blessed myself. Now, you know, that said, I have, you know, as soon as I wrote the book, or even before that, I started a coaching program. I have been able to coach business people, people who are not in any business, authors, just people who are just struggling, and it just helps. You know, I tell people, everything that I'll tell you, you have probably heard it before, but when you meet somebody who has lived it and who can tell you in a way that you connect, then it tends to help people better that way. So I have been able to help several people through the time just with that coaching program. I also have an online program with several videos on there that really are structured in a way with several, with a few worksheets that are really very basic. If you're struggling with your passion or really wondering which way to turn, or do you just stuck and unsure, you can just subscribe to these online programs. It's very, very low cost, $9.99 monthly. It's on my website, inakayembe.com. You can go on there, subscribe there, and just follow the videos one after another, and it would help you find your passion and find that God-given passion. It's so important for us to be able to find that passion. So that's helped me. It's also helped me myself just change in the process, you know. When I was younger, I always say in my other self, I had my passion, but I was not considering several other things. And when I teach people on passion, really how to find your passion or how to set goals, you want to think of goals in several areas of your life, not just your career goals and leave everything else, but you want to think of family goals, goals for your children, goals for yourself, goals for your faith. I'm a Christian person, so I always want to have some goals for my faith and goals for my future. You know, 10, 20 years from now, where do I want to be? So we set goals in just at least four or five different parts of our life. So it's helped me so much connect with myself, live purposefully, and I also teach other people to live purposefully as well.
Mm. I really like what you're saying. I just think that it's so important to know yourself so much and to improve yourself so much. Because once you do that, you always heard sayings like, well, if you're not happy, you can't make anyone happy. There's all these different sayings. And what I've found out that everything starts from within the individual. And when you can start improving yourself, okay, for me, I work on perseverance. Why? Because I'm not good at it. And I might never be good at it. But the fact that I recognize one of my weaknesses allows me to be stronger. So when you work with people, and you have an incredible background, I mean, just the doctor part alone, your story, you're a certified member of the John Maxwell team, there's a lot of ways. But, I mean, What I like about on your website, and I want to spell out the website so people can find it, enakayembe.com, okay? And when you go there, the $9.99 a month video series, I believe that's what you told me, the online training class, that's great. I mean, that's not going to make you a millionaire, but it is going to allow you to teach others what you're learning daily, and I think that that's where the benefit comes. Do you show people how to give back so they can gain access to their own wealth?
Well, yes. It's so important. It's so important that we learn to give back. There's a simple formula. I mean, if you've gone through any productivity or any personal development program, you will always see a certain formula, a 20-80 formula or a 90-10 formula. And it tells you that you have to give back in order to move forward. It's not that you have to give back under duress or that you have to feel for somebody else. It's just that you are repaid 100-fold once you start giving back to somebody. You don't have to give back millions, for example. You can give back your time. You can give back just your experience. And that's why my video is online, because I felt that a high dollar price will exclude so many people from gaining access to the videos. And so it's just a give back project of mine. And the $9.99 just helps to keep that going. And that's all that is, Tony. And also because with time, you start coaching people, then they get so many that you cannot really reach everybody at the same time. But that's really it. But just back to your question, it's so important that, you know, and what the Bible tells us, again, I'm a Christian person, that, you know, 10% of yourself, of your income, you should give that back to the church to help somebody else. I learned a better way, which is an 80-20 formula. So 80% of your income, you use that for taking care of your house, for your savings and things like that. 20% that's left over, take 10% of that and give that back to charity. Well, 10% that's left, you need to take that and invest in yourself, because you are the most valuable asset that you have. And like you said, it all starts from within self. Whatever we are today, or whatever we will become tomorrow, will start from evaluating ourselves, using our gifts, that we were all born with some gifts and some talent, pursuing that and becoming successful in the process. And so I advise my coaching clients, you know, you've got to give back 10% of your income to yourself, 10% to charity, to help somebody else. It's always important. There's an African proverb that tells us that, you know, because in Africa, just to give you a scenario here, most places like my village, they don't have street lights. They don't even have lights inside their own houses. So if you were to go out in the dark, you have a lamp or a flashlight to guide you. And most of the time you would have a flashlight or a candle, you know, just anything for light. So, and everywhere else would be completely dark because there's no light anywhere. But that African proverb says that if you shine a light on your path, it would shine that light for somebody else to walk with you. So it's so important that as we walk along our life story here, we are able to shine the light on ourselves, and immediately that light will shine and guide somebody else. So again, that's what my passion is, just helping others achieve the highest possible level of success.
I really like the fact that the 80-20, I like that. I really think it's important. I'm a devoted Christian. I believe that tithing your time first to the Lord and tithing your income, I believe it is all the right thing to do. Now, I also believe that if you're doing it with the idea that you're going to get paid back tenfold, well, don't waste your time. But if you do it from your heart, just like if you help others from your heart, things will take place that are almost unexplainable, but you will find the reason and the purpose to share those things so that other people can experience that thing that you experience when you do that. So I think you're right on the mark. Giving you 10% of your income to your church, to the Lord, however you want to express it, I think is important. Giving to others, you know, the Bible said it first, you reap what you sow. It's up to you, the benefits that you want to gain out of life. And I have found that for me, anyway, in order to grow to success, I have to improve me. And what you're doing is you're showing people how they can improve themselves and grow to success. I think it's awesome. I really do. Now, are you still practicing as a doctor, as a physician?
Yes, I am. Last year in 2014, I got married and I moved to Dallas, Texas. And so now I live in Dallas. And so the clinic is managed by the hospital. I just go back to Louisiana once every weekend to work in the emergency room. So, yes, I'm still practicing as a physician, and the rest of my time I spend talking and just helping other people. You can tell I love to talk.
I'm right there with you. So now let me just make sure. You're in Dallas.
Yes.
I'm in Houston. I go to Dallas quite often. I know a lot of people in the networking world up in Dallas. Into loads of events up there, so I'm going to have to connect with you offline. So when I'm in Dallas, I would love to meet you. If you come to Houston, I would love to meet you. Even bring you down here to speak to our networking group would be awesome. So
that would be
I didn't realize that you were in Dallas. That's 4 hours away, so I'm excited about that. And so tell me, when is the next book coming?
Well, I have a couple of books in the process. It almost seems like, Tony, you write one book and then you're ready to write the next. I don't know if that happens to you, but you stall in the process because, you know, you've got other things going. But anyway, I've got a book that I'm writing with 20 other women. It's a purple book with just the stories, survival stories of women to help other women. And that should come out actually within the next 6 months or so. I'm actually writing another book, and it's called Bonya, which is spelled B-O-N-Y-A. It's Bonya, a father's covenant, because that's where my father came from. My father was my biggest mentor. Fortunately, he died 3 years ago. But the story, the book talks about just all the life lessons that my father taught me as a young girl who grew up in the remote area in Africa, and just through life of my survival story. So it's called Bonya, that's where we come from, our tribe in Africa. And it's called, and the subtitle is A Father's Covenant. And that's how we struggled through. My father was also a very, very successful person. Very big educationist, very, very strong Christian person until the day he died. And he was able to, he was even from a more remote area. He grew exclusively in the village. He was able to just pursue an education, and he came to the United States, and within 2 years or 3 years, he completed 2 master's degrees and then a PhD, went back to Africa, and was able to be the chairperson of our national educational series. Until he died, he helped a lot of people. So he was a tremendous icon, just a tremendous, powerful, powerful person in his family and outside of his family. So that book is just really his story and how he really imprinted his fingerprints on myself and the rest of his children. So that's the book that you should be looking forward to that next year. It's going to be really, really powerful.
I am looking forward to it. I'm going to have to connect with you offline. I'm going to send you one of my compilation books. I do compilation books as well. I get people to share their journey in life, tell a chapter about how they got, you know, like your story, right? From the hospital bed to the stage. You know, the speed bumps that you've had to overcome that we thought was a bumpy road just turned out to be a couple speed bumps. The things that empowered you to empower others. Mm-hmm, so I'm going to connect with you offline to get your address to send you one of them. And I also do a Christian radio show. I think I want to have you on my Christian show as well.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Because I've also done some speeches. I mean, I speak quite a lot. I don't mind the travel at all. I've got some speeches coming even in Washington, D.C. I'll be traveling to New York. I don't mind traveling at all during the week when I'm not working. If it's on the weekend, then I'd make time for that so long as it's scheduled ahead of time. But I've also talked in churches. I've talked just on basic things, on even just relationships, on how our relationships affect us. There's several Bible quotes that teach us really on the importance of relating well with other people, and that also help us recover if we have difficult relationships or just some of those relationships that could be toxic to us. So I've talked about that in churches. There are just so many. I mean, the Bible, if you go back and look at it, I always read the Bible. If you're like me, I read it and then it disappears to somewhere. And then I read it again, and I say, wow, okay, this was talking to me today. I don't know if that happens to you, Tony.
Yes, it does. And I sometimes read it twice to make sure I'm not, you know, just going out of my mind, because I'm like, okay, so what did I didn't get it, and I didn't get it. And then the next day I read something and go, wow, the voice was really loud. And so I found that every day is not the voice to be heard. It's just every day it's the practice to be done.
Exactly.
I apologize because we're up against the clock, but I wanted to say thank you very much for taking time out to be on our show today. I look forward to talking to you off the air, and I look forward to meeting you. I just think you're awesome, and thank you again for being our guest on our show.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. You have a great day. Thank you again.
Thank you. You the same.
Okay, folks, we're up against the clock. We got a minute. I just want to recap real quickly to let you know that today